With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Catastrophe in the Philippines. As many as 10,000 people are feared dead in the aftermath of a massive typhoon that lashed the island nation Friday. Eugene Gonzalo of New York City has family living in the Philippines, including one brother.
It really breaks my heart thinking about, you know, having no contact with the family in the Philippines. I think every Filipino in the U.S. or abroad are trying to get in touch with their loved ones there.
The U.S. is pledging relief, an effort bound to be hampered by the fact that nearly every seaport and airport in the country has been shattered by the storm. Climate change envoys plan to gather in Poland over the next 2 weeks. They'll be doing groundwork for more intense talks on climate change set for 2015. That's the new watershed year for a global warming agreement after the 2009 summit in Copenhagen ended in discord. This is SRN News.
Mark Levin is waiting for the Republicans in Washington to act.
When will Republicans make the case that Obama doesn't stand for the little guy or gal?
He stands on them.
People are dropping out of the workforce. Women can't find jobs. And what about young people? They can't find jobs either. They're talking about the lost generation. Well, why is it lost? Because Obama has his boot on the throat of the economy. That's why.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 11, right after Dennis Miller at 8 on AM 1280. The Patriot, intelligent radio. AM 1280, The Patriot.
You worked hard for your money, so make sure that your money works hard for you. Tune in to Business 1570 for up-to-the-minute market updates, coverage, and analysis of all that's happening in the business world. Listen to financial experts like Bill Gunderson and King Banyan. Plus, Bloomberg market updates all day on Business 1570, part of the Wall Street Business Network. Download the free mobile app or listen online at business1570.com.
Women all across America are falling in love with their skin again with Bare Minerals Foundation.
Bare Minerals is the only foundation I would ever use, ever.
But surprisingly, some women still haven't tried it yet. That's why we're now offering full-size risk-free trials. That's right, every woman who calls right now can get a risk-free trial and a free five-piece makeup set. For this exclusive radio-only offer, call 1-800-603-9625.
As soon as I put the Bare Minerals Foundation on, it's a complete transformation. It is a noticeable difference.
It was really nice to have Bare Minerals have the deep and the dark that cater to so many women of different complexion.
Bare Minerals stands behind everything. It's just a company and a product that is so full of integrity. It's my new best friend.
Call now to find out how you can get a risk-free trial of our award-winning foundation and a free makeup set. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. Call 1-800-603-9625. 1-800-603-9625.
Hey, Mike Rogers here along with Mike Woodley for the Sensible Energy Hour, brought to you by Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, keeping you comfortable since 1930. Mike Woodley, an energy show on a conservative station?
Well, Mike, that is right, because as you know, we all want to save the planet, but at what cost? And we'll be discussing energy topics that make good environmental, but most importantly, economic sense. Check out our show's website. It's SensibleEnergyHour.com.
The Sensible Energy Hour airs Saturdays at 3, right here on AM 1280, The Patriot.
In times of joy, in moments of grief, we are there. When the world looks for truth,
militants attack a natural gas facility.
Broadcasters come through, even when all else fails. Today, with more ways than ever to experience the moments that transform our lives, Americans still choose broadcast radio and television more than all other media combined. And our web and social sites are among the most visited sites in our daily lives.
Do not go outdoors here in Ocean City right now.
When important moments happen, both big and small, we're the first informers to history. We are the local broadcasters of radio and television, reaching more people, touching more lives. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Drew Brees, and being a dad means the world to me. And one of the most important things any parent can do is make sure their kids get active at least 60 minutes each day. Studies show that physical activity not only helps kids stay healthy, it can enhance important skills like concentration and problem solving, which can improve academic performance. This means physical activity can help your kids in the most important game of all, life. Learn more at fitness.gov.
Brought to you by HHS.
Welcome to Telecom Soup. Over the next hour, Charlie Burrell and his team will explain to you all of the ins and outs of how to effectively utilize all of the technology on the market to help you grow your small business. Now, here's your host of Telecom Soup, Charlie Burrell.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of Telecom Soup, the total technology show for small to medium-sized businesses. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's largest resource for phone, internet, and wireless service. For those that are just tuning into the show, this is a technology show, and we focus on topics like telecommunications to IT infrastructure. We talk about phone service. We talk about internet connections, everything from wireless devices to total network security, all geared towards business-to-business in the business world. Our weekly guests, we have the guys from BlueNet Inc. Today, we have Adam and Paul.
Good morning, Charlie. How's it going?
How you doing?
Doing fantastic. And our special guest from Inventus Telecom, Matt Kanaski. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Charlie. How's it going?
Doing fantastic. So before we talk technology, guys, once again, I'd like to give a shout-out to Jerry Kill and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. 8-2. 4-2 in conference.
Another Big Ten win.
Fantastic win.
Four in a row.
And we've got two big games coming up. We've got Wisconsin next weekend. And then we go to Michigan State. Bowl projections have us going to the Gator Bowl, which is New Year's Day, which is fantastic. I told you that my family's going to be going with us.
Yeah, sounds like a good time.
So if we've ever had a chance to beat Wisconsin, this is definitely the year. We have our season tickets so I was at the game yesterday against Penn State, another great, great win. And for all the trivia people out here, the last time the Gophers have won four Big Ten games in a row, what year was it?
I'm unsure.
No idea.
1973, so well before we were born. So
wow.
Congratulations, guys. And I also like to give a shout-out to Joe and Tammy from Corcoran, who sat right behind us. So, guys, thank you for enjoying, and there was your shout-out. So before we get started, we have our special guest from Inventus Telecom, Matt Kanaski. Each week we want to talk about different kind of updates and things that are going on relevant to what's happening in the technology realm. Adam and Paul, what have you got going on? Give us kind of a 50-foot view of some of the things that you're running into.
So I've mentioned this the last couple of weeks. It's the CryptoLocker virus, and I can't stress enough how important it is to realize that this thing is getting very nasty. It's been out for probably a couple months now. It's going on the third/fourth variant of the CryptoLocker virus. It's going and spreading very quickly in the wild. And again, just to kind of give you a quick review of what this does, you're going to get an email message. Some new information is it says something from accounts at XYZ Corp. Some of them come masked as like from UPS. You have a package from the USPS, FedEx, something like that. There's usually a file attached. And excuse me, I got a little bit of a cold today, guys. But usually
too much yelling for the Gophers. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Exactly. I was yelling at the TV watching the game yesterday, and that's exactly what happened. But, so there's usually a zip file or a PDF or some file attached. And what ends up happening is if you go and execute that file, the virus is embedded. There's a little bit of code, and it goes out and pulls down more information or more of the virus to your PC. And the big thing is a reminder, it encrypts files. So it encrypts, you know, PDFs, documents, Word, Excel, things like that. A lot of times, any attached USB drives or mapped network drives, it'll also scan and encrypt those.
So if you're in the audience, how would somebody know that they have this? What's it labeled as? In other words, you know, like you have spam and you have some of these other things that say, you know, wire money to Africa and whatever.
And that's exactly what this one does. So usually there's a big red screen with a blue and white shield that comes up on your computer. It's got a clock that counts down backwards. You've got 72 hours, and it basically asks for a ransom. And the ransom is anywhere between, we've seen it as low as $100 all the way up to $700. Do not pay the ransom.
Yes.
That's a bad idea. We've even gotten a situation I've read about people actually paying the ransom as kind of a last resort because their backups didn't work and they really didn't have any other choice. And sometimes that's worked, but again, very last resort because the biggest thing that you have to be worried of there is identity theft, them taking your information and then stealing that as well. And then back to the backup piece, really the only way to get around this thing is once your files are encrypted, they're gone. The key is inaccessible. They're not going to give it to you. So essentially, the only way to get your data back is you have to restore it from backup. And I'm going to roll into my next little piece.
And that's something that BlueNet would help out these types of customers.
Yeah. So given that we're getting to the end of the year, backup is a really critical thing. We talk about backup and disaster recovery at the end of the year with a lot of our clients because the biggest thing is they're closing out their books. And a lot of them need to make end of year backups, end of quarter backups, you know, archives, and then they set one on the shelf. So this is something that BlueNet does and does very well. We've got several backup products and solutions with disaster recovery capabilities built into them. And essentially, if you're needing to look at your backup or there's a problem with your backup, also given that we have this CryptoLocker virus out there and it's the only way to recover, you want to give us a call. And our number is 952-925-2583. Again, that's 952-925-2583, or you can email us at info@bluenetinc.com.
So there you have it. If you're in the audience and you've experienced this, not to mention anything outside of even the CryptoLocker, but any kind of virus attacking your computer, give the guys a call. They'll come out. They'll evaluate your technology needs. This is just one area that they can play in to assist any business here in the metropolitan Twin Cities area. So, Adam, thank you very much for kind of clarifying
that.
Not
a problem.
Matt.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Real excited.
Fantastic. So I'm going to give you kind of a bio for Matt. Matt Kanaski is the channel manager for Inventus Telecom. You've been the channel manager for 4 years now, correct, Matt?
Yeah, just over 4 years.
You had moved up from Florida to take this position as the channel manager. What is a channel manager?
Well, my role within the company is working with all our indirect partners or brokers in all of our marketplaces that want to sell Inventus services. They maintain a portfolio of multiple carriers. I represent Inventus in that portfolio and make sure they sell us first when they have the right opportunities.
So you basically support agents like Telecom Warehouse. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Great longstanding relationship.
Why did you pick Inventus when you had this opportunity 4 years ago?
Well, when I, the timing kind of just lined up correctly. I had come to town and Inventus was kind of in an exciting position where they were growing, expanding. They had just been acquired by Hickory Tech. So there was a lot of potential opportunity to develop the brand and really develop a strong stranglehold on the local marketplace. So I saw the most opportunity with Inventus.
So let me share something here that's kind of an interesting fact. And Matt, you can kind of touch on this, but you had mentioned the word or the name Hickory Tech. Explain that. What's the difference between Inventus versus Hickory Tech?
Well, Hickory Tech is the parent company of Inventus. Hickory Tech is one of the oldest phone companies in Minnesota. Long, long history. We're actually celebrating 115 years in telecommunications here in Minnesota.
That's huge.
Hickory Tech purchased Inventus in 2006, and as of this year, we recently are rebranding the company, and Inventus is going to be our singular name. Inventus is the growth engine of Hickory Tech, and we are the new technology company, and we want to be known as the leader in telecommunications in Minnesota.
So one of the interesting things, guys, and Paul and Adam, I graduated from, at the time, Mankato State, which now is Minnesota State Mankato, and there are two big companies in Mankato that when you think about businesses, they have a great relationship with the University of Minnesota State Mankato. One of them was Taylor Corp, the other was Hickory Tech. Great relationship. Many of my friends ended up either doing an internship or actually getting a job at either one of those corporations. And now it's kind of funny how things kind of go circle back to today, where we used to have your service when I was in my dorm and in my apartment. We'd had phone service with Hickory Tech. Now we're actually selling the services. Yeah. So it was kind of a weird thing. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Matt and Inventus. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Doesn't everybody want to save money on their cellular service? I know I do. That's why I called the trusted professionals at Mobile Link Wireless. Locally owned and operated, Mobile Link Wireless showed me how I can save money on my monthly service and get the newest devices on the market. Because they work with all the cellular companies, Mobile Link found me the best cell plan based on my needs. So give them a call at 952-314-1313. That's 952-314-1313. Or visit them on the web at mobile-linkwireless.com.
With almost 5 million albums sold around the world, including 3 platinum albums and 3 gold albums, it's Jackie Velazquez live in concert Friday, December 6th. Jackie has 26 top 10 hits to her credits, along with 16 that hit number 1 on the Christian charts. Jackie Velazquez has also received 7 Dove Awards, including Best New Artist and Female Vocalist Artist of the Year twice. And now you can see her in concert on Friday, December 6th at Edinburgh Church in Brooklyn Park. Join Jackie for this special concert Friday, December 6th, performing some of her biggest hits, like On My Knees. Tickets are available now, starting at just $15. Order online at am1280thepatriot.com. It's Jackie Velazquez in concert Friday, December 6th. Tickets are going fast. Order today at am1280thepatriot.com.
Pastors, how would you like to experience Israel with members of your church? Join AM 1280 The Patriot for our Experience Israel Lunch and Learn and find out how you can enjoy the trip of a lifetime with your congregation. The lunch is free for pastors, and you'll get details on how you could earn free trips for your church. Our next lunch is Tuesday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. Space is limited, so RSVP today by calling 651-405-8800 or visiting am1280thepatriot.com to register or for more details. Experience Israel with AM 1280 The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We're live here in studio today at AM 1280 The Patriot. If you have any questions regarding the crypto locker, viruses, network security, internet connections, please give the station a call today, 651-289-4488. Again, that number is 651-289-4488. So if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Matt Kanasky from Inventus Telecom. Matt gave us a kind of the 50-foot view on Inventus and their relationship with Hickory Tech, who happens to be one of the oldest phone companies in Minnesota. Now, Matt, you guys are also a publicly traded company as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep. The ticker symbol is HTCO.
So if you wanted to buy stock in Inventus, feel free. You certainly can do that. Now, Matt, give us the 50-foot view on who Inventus Telecom is. What do you serve? What do you do in your product set?
Well, we've kind of evolved into a regional powerhouse in the local telecommunications market. We own and operate just over 4,100 route miles of fiber, and I always like to tell people we offer anything from an analog line to 10 gigabit of fiber. Pretty wide product portfolio. We really compete with a lot of the much larger national telecom providers, but have a much more regional-focused footprint with the solutions that we offer. We are headquartered in Mankato, just as you had mentioned before. That's our corporate headquarters, and we also have a regional headquarters in Edina, Minnesota.
So if you're in Mankato, Minnesota, basically you would have to have Inventus' service, correct? You're essentially kind of the monopoly, right?
Absolutely. Hickory Tech is the local provider there. Also parts of northern Iowa and southern Minnesota beyond Mankato, but Hickory Tech, Inventus, is the local exchange carrier serving those markets, yes.
And you happen to work out of the Edina location. What is so special about that location?
Well, actually, that's a very good location for Inventus because that's historically been our primary hosting data center for our cloud PBX solutions and our core infrastructure. So we decided as the company grew, that was a great strategic location to bring staff and employees. So we've now based our sales operations out of there, our project management, engineering, support, sales, everything's out of our Edina office. So that's really become a regional headquarters for the company.
So for the listening audience, Matt, generally our customers are in the 694, 494 kind of corridor. Having tech support in Edina and having your data center in Edina is probably really good for servicing those customers, is it not?
Absolutely. We have about 150 employees in the Minneapolis metro. So all of our technicians and engineering and operations group, they're all within the Twin Cities. So you will get the top-notch support that you expect from a telecommunications provider because we're within arm's reach.
Now, for the listening audience, like I said, if you're just tuning in, we have our channel manager, Matt Kanaski from Inventus Telecom, and he helps support agents like myself at Telecom Warehouse to sell, support, and implement different types of product sets. You guys pretty much have a broad spectrum, if I'm not mistaken, of what you can offer for customers. Give us the 50-foot view of some of those product sets.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. It really does. You know, data and internet are a primary product focus. Your Ethernet services, MPLS, VPN, dedicated internet, high-speed broadband, all of those are part of that product portfolio. We offer a wide range, again, from 1 meg to 10 gig of service. Additionally, traditional phone service and voice over IP are strong products for us. We've had a hosted PBX, a cloud PBX offering for over a decade. So pretty significant in comparison to a lot of our competitors in the hosted VoIP space.
Sure.
As well as SIP trunking, PRI service, and traditional digital telephony. We offer all of those services. And on top of that, we also offer IT services where we sell hardware solutions. And we are a Cisco Gold partner. And we have our master's in unified communications with Cisco. So we are in a pretty unique spot. In the competitive marketplace, we're one of less than 50 companies in the country to have those levels of certification.
Matt, you had mentioned that you wanted to be kind of, you know, Minnesota's premier telecommunications solutions provider. Talk about your footprint. Where are you bringing on customers to Inventus Telecom?
Well, we are growing our network footprint all around the state. Minnesota is the primary focus, but we do offer services in other states as well. North Dakota, we have a very strong presence in Fargo. We organically grew out to Iowa and Des Moines. We have a very strong presence as well. Every year, we continue to expand our fiber footprint and have certain geographic target areas. We have some that we're really excited to talk about in the Twin Cities as well.
And we're going to get to that just coming up here shortly.
Absolutely. But, you know, continued investment, organic growth, as well as acquisition growth has been a big focus of the company, and Inventus is really the growth brand for Hickory Tech.
So my kind of experience with Inventus is that you guys have a very strategic growth and implementation. Your organization generally doesn't have a million sales reps trying to just gather up, you know, revenue here and there and changing its product focus. It's very strategic. It's very customer-focused. And that's what you guys want to be, right?
Absolutely.
You guys want to be that we can look at us for absolute bulletproof phone and internet services.
We want to be the best option for a local carrier. Absolutely.
So generally, Matt, our listening audience and Paul and Adam, is the Minneapolis-St. Paul footprint. If you're a business owner in the audience and you have, let's say, a satellite office or another office in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Iowa, and obviously headquarters here in Minnesota, Inventus could be a very, very attractive offer for phone and internet service. Could you not?
Absolutely. I like to think we're the best option. That is the exact client footprint we're looking for is upper Midwest-based companies. Multiple locations is a very strong point for Inventus. And we do have the ability to offer services nationwide, but that's not necessarily our customer focus. We really like to stick with regional companies that really fit our niche profile so we can offer them the best services within this market.
Absolutely. So, guys, I want to talk about something that was launched, I'm going to say maybe, Matt, help me out on this, this new fiber product offering, because I think it's kind of revolutionized your target pricing market and some of the customers that you're trying to go after. We had our agent conference, what was it, about 6 weeks ago, Matt? Was that
yeah.
6 weeks yep. ago? And you had launched basically three new target areas for your fiber optic cable for customers to basically hook up to. And it's been going awesome, has it not?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a very exciting time for the company. It's something we've been working on for a long time.
Can you talk about that? What was kind of give us the 50-foot view on that.
Yeah, I mean, that was a project that's probably been in place for about 2 years, strategically targeting different areas with high concentrations of business to bring in distribution fiber networks to offer much lower pricing, lower than even what customers are expecting, to get fiber services and move off of the copper services. So it gives them a much more robust package, a lot more scalable needs for the future and now, and keeps the pricing around what they're comfortable with. So customers really get to take advantage in these areas.
Where are those areas?
Well, we have already deployed Plymouth. We have an east and west Plymouth area that we've delivered our fiber network to. St. Louis Park is also a strategic area. And mid-Bloomington, Edina, as well as West Bloomington. And all of these networks have been deployed, and we are actively prospecting customers and willing to put quotes out there.
So let's give an example here. Your office is right off 494 in France, kind of by the Bobby and Steve's, right?
Yep, exactly.
And if you take France and kind of draw a circle, maybe 3 to 4 miles kind of around that as being the central hub, any business in that, what I would call that little radius, would be an absolute target for what you're trying to do with this fiber.
Correct. Yep. Yep. The boundary is just about 35W and 494 back over to France. It's a perfect target area for the mid-Bloomington and west-Bloomington areas.
Guys, if you're in the audience and you have a business in the three target areas, again, we talked about Bloomington / Edina, Plymouth, that would be, for example, like Highway 55 in Fernbrook, all that industrial right there.
Correct. Correct.
Or St. Louis Park, which would be like Highway 100 and
394.
What? And 394.
Yep.
Absolutely compelling reason to pick up the phone. Give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. Again, our number is 952-513-2149. We would absolutely love to quote out this pricing for you for fiber. We're replacing current services for less money than what customers are spend just for like regular phone and internet services. And now this is dedicated fiber.
Absolutely. And this is the first of many to come. This is a long-term strategy. You're just seeing phase one come to fruition now. There are more planned areas, and we're going to continue to grow our fiber network all through the Twin Cities. We like to use the concept that the highway is already built, and now we're essentially building all the off-ramps. We're building the off-ramps so the customers can get onto the long-haul network. So we are strategically targeting multiple areas, and the first ones are out and more to come.
You know, Matt, you've been in business for a long time as the channel manager, and prior to that, you worked with Earthlink, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. When people think of fiber, they think of, holy cow, it's going to cost me $1 million a month in service. It's going to cost me, and I'm just using million, guys. It's going to cost me millions of dollars to set up. That's not the case with this product set, is it?
Absolutely not. No, we significantly invested into our own network. Last year was to the tune of about $28 million. We're building the first half of it for the customers. A large part of the cost component for fiber was the actual build, is the actual materials and bringing it to a customer. We've already done that, so that's why we chose these areas. We've already built to the customers, and now all we have to do is just bring it in the building. So a significant part of the build cost has already been taken care of.
So, guys, again, if you're in the audience and you have a business, whether it's small, medium size, or enterprise, and you're in Plymouth or you're in St. Louis Park or you're in Bloomington, and, Matt, isn't there also Vadnais Heights kind of Shoreview area?
Yes, yep, the Arden Hills area,
Arden Hills.
Shoreville. Yep,
okay.
That is another one.
Another compelling reason, pick up the telephone. It doesn't matter what you're spending on a monthly basis. Let's see if you qualify for this service. Give us a call at 952-513-2149. We would absolutely love to quote out your services. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into this a little bit further. You're listening to Telecom Soup. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot. When it comes to your business technology needs, one shoe does not fit all. If you are facing a trigger event such as aging hardware, outdated software, or are you about to change or upgrade your critical business applications, then now is the time to contact BlueNet. Hi, this is Adam Witke, president of BlueNet, Minnesota's first choice for cloud and managed services. Let the BlueNet team help define which solution is right for you and your business. Contact us at 952-925-2583 or BlueNetInc.com. BlueNet.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159. That's 1-800-345-2159. 1-800-345-2159.
Mixed Blood Theater invites you to the Veterans Play Project, a fictional story based on real accounts from Minnesota veterans, performed by a cast of professional actors, veterans, and active military personnel. Walk up, first come, first served, no cost admission is available for every performance, and seniors and patrons with disabilities are eligible for free transportation to and from the shows. The Veterans Play Project will be performed at base camp on the grounds of Fort Snelling, November 14th through the 24th. For tickets, go to mixedblood.com or call the box office 612-338-6131.
Business owners, have you thought about bundling your telephone, internet, and cellular services together into a single package? With bigger discounts, large savings, huge incentives, and upgraded technology, it seems too good to be true. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. Our clients are saving up to 30% on their landline services, receiving discounts up to 25% on their cellular services, and saving hundreds, sometimes thousands of dollars each year by bundling their telecom into one package. Best of all, our consultants are showing each business how to cover those dreaded fees associated with making changes to new providers. Nothing in life is free. However, our consultation is absolutely free. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Call us at 952-513-2149. That's 952-513-2149. Or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. We're connecting one client at a time. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. If you're just tuning into the show this morning, we have our special guest from Inventus Telecom, Matt Kanaski. Matt, good morning again.
Good morning.
We were just kind of recapping about the new fiber option that Inventus is offering. So if you're a business in Plymouth, St. Louis Park, Edina, Bloomington, or Arden Hills, please pick up the telephone, give us a call at 952-513-2149. We would absolutely love to quote out your services, because we can bring in a fiber connection, which generally is going to be less than maybe what the customer's paying for just regular voice and data services. Now, we have one quick question. Paul, you had a question for Matt that we wanted to kind of bring up and talk about.
Yeah, Matt, many customers might already have an existing lower-cost, high-bandwidth provider that they've got connected into their office. Maybe you can explain some of the reasons that they would consider a switch to fiber, you know, even if the cost is not a huge savings or maybe neutral. What are some of the other reasons that that someone might consider this a move to this kind of option?
Well, that's a great question, and truthfully, that's something that comes up every single week for me that I'm meeting with clients. It's very, very commonplace for people to have high-capacity broadband solutions in their business now, whether it's their primary or it's adhering to another connection that they may have in their office. But some of the primary differences with the fiber connection is dedicated bandwidth, and dedicated bandwidth on the upload and download. It sounds insignificant, but in truth, when it comes down to actual applications that clients need, they'll really start to feel some of the pain of those broadband applications, specifically cloud applications. It seems to be the biggest thing in business right now as everyone's trying to get to cloud applications. Well, download is going to be your pull from those clouds, but the push is really more important sometimes because you need to send data back to the cloud, and that can significantly be affected with a broadband solution. You have much higher latency, a lot more hops, a lot longer ping time to get to that server. So what that all means is wait time. It means lag. It means you're waiting for that information to upload out to your cloud solution. With dedicated bandwidth, with fiber solutions, it's going to significantly increase that, and it puts you on a dedicated carrier network. So you're reducing your hops, you're reducing your latency, and you're getting your information there faster.
You're fully backing and warranty the product and performance of that connection.
Absolutely, yeah. Not only do you get a service level agreement for the performance of the connection, you also get a service level agreement for means time to repair and for uptime guarantees and things that you don't get with the broadband connections. Those lower cost connections are a best effort service, and you don't have the dedicated repair time, you don't have the dedicated uptime, and you don't have guarantees on any kind of latency or ping time.
Why don't we, Paul, let's give an example of something that we probably see on a day-to-day basis to kind of relate to the audience that might be listening in. Let's say the customer, Matt or Paul, you know, has a 50-meg broadband connection with Comcast. And I don't know, we had mentioned about the Netgear router a couple weeks ago and the failure
rate they've had with their new Netgear router they've been deploying, yes.
So the Comcast solution, as of recent, let's say you bought a 50-meg connection. You think you have 50 megs, it's working great. If it was one of the new Netgear routers that had a 48% failure rate, that's one out of two businesses. And there's no SLA on that. So, Matt, what you're saying is let's go in, let's replace that with a dedicated connection. You're going to back it, and the customer will have a better performance on that internet connection. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't always have to be looked at as a replacement as well. A lot of times in businesses today, it's a good idea to have alternate connections and to have two different sources to serve your business. And with the intelligent devices that are out there for routing traffic, you can utilize both of the connections to their maximum potential. Broadband has its applications. It's really good for downloading and retrieving information, but dedicated bandwidth also has its applications, which is sending information or having solid connections for remote VPN users or IP phones or things that have applications that are very critical for latency. So there is a mix within all businesses to actually utilize both connections. It's just making sure you have the right equipment and the right people taking advantage of how to utilize both of those connections.
So we had talked about the areas that you've deployed this fiber network. Obviously, from a pricing structure, it's very attractive to small to medium-sized businesses. You had mentioned a comment, I think, before the break, that Inventus is a Cisco Gold partner. What is a Cisco Gold partner? And what does that mean for the audience?
Well, it's pretty important, actually. To be a Cisco Gold partner, you must maintain 24/7, 365 support. You have to have a certain number of CCIEs or certified Cisco engineers within your organization. And you have to keep up continued training with Cisco as well as a certain sales volume to maintain that high level of certification with Cisco.
So let's talk about actual equipment that somebody would have as being, let's say they signed up for Inventus's, you know, one of the various services that you provide. It's pretty safe to say that all that equipment's going to be Cisco, right?
Absolutely, yes. Router, switch, firewall, phones, PBX, you name it. Everything we offer is a Cisco product.
You're the oldest phone company active in Minnesota. You're a publicly traded company. You've got a very unique market share where you're in the five-state area. What else do we need to know about Inventus Telecom?
Well, we are just rapidly expanding. You may or may not have heard our name. We've been doing this retail SMB push now for about 4 years since I've been with the company. I was lucky enough to take a hold of an opportunity when I saw it and really help the company and the brand grow. So I would just stay tuned. I mean, there's more things coming. We're going to keep expanding our product portfolio. We are chasing the large enterprise type telecommunications providers and trying to draw it down to our customer base and make it attainable. So there's more cloud solutions coming next year for Inventus that we're going to layer on top of our hosted VoIP solution. There's all kinds of new updates coming into our hosted VoIP solution with multimedia interfacing and a lot more mobility integration. So exciting things coming next year.
Let's talk about your hosted platform because I think it's very unique that differentiates itself from other hosted providers and some that we've had, you know, actually on the show. And Adam and Paul, you guys are a very big advocates of hosted VoIP, are you not?
Correct, absolutely.
And what are some of the advantages of why you guys are?
The hosted VoIP, I mean, no more equipment on site. It's in the cloud.
Except for Cisco equipment.
Except for Cisco equipment. Well, let's put it this way. There's a limited set of equipment on site.
Right,
let's
put
it like that. No more big box in the closet that was your PBX. The hosted VoIP also allows you to expand and grow your organization. The hosted VoIP solution can grow dynamically with your growth or even contraction. Most providers, and Inventus probably does this as well, it's very simple to add new phones, whether they're at a home, whether they're in another office, whether they're in your main office. So that's the
absolutely
biggest
thing. Absolutely true. Yep, including remote workers, PC-only workers, mobile workforces. They can all be included at a relatively low cost, and you don't have to worry about getting the right equipment, the servers, the licensing, the ports, all the things that you need to add in your back room to make it a possibility for your business.
One more thing to cross off your list of things you have to maintain and keep running.
Or if it's time to purchase, have to buy, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you wouldn't have to spend the large capital to
invest. Big capital investment. You can then keep that for your business, and cash flow is the big thing with business. So
let's talk about that single-link product. You know, Matt, I'm sure you're aware that other providers that sell hosted VoIP, you're sort of buying a slice of the platform that they sit on, you know, the brains of the central intelligence. A lot of them use BroadSoft. Others can use, like, Metaswitch or whatever the case may be. What makes SingleLink so unique from an architectural standpoint, from the kind of the central intelligence?
That's a great, great question, because that is a huge differentiator for us. The platform that we use is actually developed by Inventus, so it is our own hosted platform that we control and support and manage.
It's a proprietary to you. I mean, you guys own
absolutely.
It, you developed it, and you rolled it out to your customers.
That is SingleLink. That is the product name. SingleLink is Inventus' hosted product. We have developed it ourselves, and actually the product's been in place for 13 years. So in a comparative standpoint to a lot of our competition, that's 3 or 4 times the amount of longevity offering this service that they have.
So you guys were kind of ahead of the ballgame, seeing that hosted VoIP has a future.
Truly, I mean, a pioneer, yes.
13 years ago would have been, 2000, right?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah. That's the product launch.
Excellent math skills here. And I know that from experience is that a lot of these companies didn't start rolling out their platform for hosted VoIP till about 2008, 2009. And when they did, it was kind of disastrous, if you know what I mean. They didn't have the support. They didn't know how to roll it out, the provisioning process.
We like to believe that longevity has really given us an advantage from a service standpoint, that kind of been there, done that, have seen all the issues that can occur and have ruled those out much earlier in the product life cycle. So we are experts at this point, and we've been doing it for over a decade, and we manage and control our platform. It's very flexible, very customizable. And, back to an earlier point you made, we are a little conservative on the way that we offer it, because we like to make sure it is the right fit and that we're getting the right customers for the platform, so it really fits well and we can offer the support that we sell to them. I really feel it's our red carpet product. It's top of the line, and we can compete with anything out there.
So let's talk about customers that it might be time for them to upgrade their phone system, and they look at this SingleLink product. If you guys needed a demo of this after we showed you pricing, you guys are pretty much have an open door policy in Edina where they could just drive in, obviously with accompanied by an agent like myself.
Yeah,
and you'll demo everything. You'll demo the phones,
absolutely.
The features.
Yeah. We have all the phones set up. We have a ton of different models. We have all the features ready to go, and we are willing and able to do full product demos. Have people come in and touch and feel and use the phones, and whatever features they're looking for, we can go ahead and show them live how they work.
So, guys, what else do we want to talk about here? We're going to have to take a quick commercial break here, I want to dive back into the SingleLink product, because I think it's very unique in the marketplace that differentiates your product set from other hosted providers. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to dive into the SingleLink again. You're listening to Telecom Soup, and this is Charlie Burrell. Thank you.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
What business doesn't want to save money on their phone, internet, and cellular service? Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse, Minnesota's trusted telecommunication advisors. We are so confident in our product and service portfolio that we are launching a new 15 for 50 program. Give our consultants 15 minutes, and if we can't save your company money, we'll give you $50 for your time. That's right, 15 minutes for $50. There is no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call us at 952-513-2149. Our consultants will come out to your business location and evaluate your landline or wireless services. And if we can't save you money on an apples-to-apples comparison, we will give you $50 for your time. There is nothing to lose and everything to gain. So give us a call at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com and ask about the 15 for 50 program.
If you have hair loss, IneedMoreHair.com is the solution. IneedMoreHair.com will introduce you to the only permanent solution to hair loss. Hi, I'm Dr. Norton Abramson, board-certified surgeon with over 25 years' experience as a hair transplant specialist. You may have heard Mark Rosen, as well as many others, talk about my work and the difference having more hair has made in their lives. I've given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities in Hollywood, a full head of hair. I can do the same for you. For a limited time, take advantage of this special radio offer. I'll restore your hair for just $3.95 per graft. That's nearly 50% off my regular rate. Look me up at IneedMoreHair.com. That's IneedMoreHair.com.
Dr. Abramson's procedures are so simple, you drive yourself to and from the appointment and then go to work the very next day. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. Located in Eagan near the 35E and Diffley Road exit, IneedMoreHair.com. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. IneedMoreHair.com.
Are you a business trying to save money by changing your phone, internet, or wireless service, but can't because you're locked into a long-term painful contract? Seems hopeless, right? Wrong. It's time you pick up the phone and call the trusted professionals at Telecom Warehouse. Hi, this is Charlie Burrell, president and founder. Many of our clients were in a very similar situation. They wanted to save money with a new plan, but didn't want to pay all those crazy termination fees associated with changing phone companies. That's why I created the Contract Assistance Peace of Mind Plan. Our trusted consultants can show you not only how to save up to 30% on your services, but also pay those painful fees associated with making a change to a new provider. Call us for your free telecom consultation. Our trusted advisors will meet with your business and show you how to save money today. Call us at 952-513-2149 or visit us on the web at telcowarehouse.com. That's 952-513-2149 or telcowarehouse.com. Welcome back to Telecom Soup. I'm your host, Charlie Burrell, president and founder of Telecom Warehouse. We've been talking to Matt Kanasky from Inventus Telecom. And if you're in the metropolitan area and you are looking at services, you're thinking about changing over internet, you're looking at maybe perhaps buying a new phone system, please give us a call at Telecom Warehouse at 952-513-2149. Again, 952-513-2149. Or you can always email me at charlie@telco, T-E-L-C-O, warehouse.com. So before we talk to the break, we have one quick question that we want to bring up. Adam, you had a question for Matt regarding the deployment?
Well, yeah,
or?
Matt had mentioned, well, no, actually, this is a question. Matt had mentioned that you guys are kind of going after the enterprise space, and you've built your network to an enterprise scale. What does that mean for the average small to mid-sized business? What can they benefit from those enterprise feature sets?
So the concept is that we basically invested in the enterprise infrastructure, the call switching, the call routing, all the feature sets for the customer, and they basically pay to use the services. And our idea is to bring that down to a small, medium business segment and offer them features and services they may never have even thought were available or didn't have the capital to make available. Some of those features... 95% of the features of hosted VoIP, I'd say, are very similar. The custom call routing, which is like a find me, follow me, where you can have it ring multiple devices. You can answer a call anywhere from any device. That's a feature that's available.
voicemail to email with some transcription there where you get your voicemails into your email box or into a mobile application on your phone. And then it also will transcribe the message to you so you can listen to voicemails at your choosing. You can take a look at a glance and see text. You know, that's some
they're kind
basic,
of universal. With
yeah, those are some
everybody.
Universal feature sets that you're going to take advantage of with hosted VoIP. And then our single link platform takes that a step further with some custom call applications, blast paging, mass messaging, notification services, contact center services, call recording, performance management, supervisors and agents that can do whisper coach and barging on contact center type applications. So we really enable the customers to have access to a huge feature set without having to invest in the infrastructure to make that available. It all just becomes a monthly line item, and they can pick and choose how much they want. And back to a previous point you had, it also allows them to expand and contract. So if someone would like to maybe try a new business idea or think that they might want to put a contact center in place to see if it helps yield better results for the business,
sure,
hosted is absolutely the way to go because it allows you to take advantage of those capabilities and maybe try a new campaign within your company that you wouldn't have to invest in a server that you're going to basically be paying long-term lease on. You can just add it as a line item on your bill.
So, Matt, let's talk about, you know, we know that Inventus's footprint, again, for the listener, is the 494, you know, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, right? What's kind of the target pricing that you guys were looking for? For example, how much would a customer want to spend to make you guys an attractive offering for the different types of services? Maybe $300 a month? Or
yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. You know, about $300 a month or more. I mean, that's our small, medium business customer space. That's our focus point. Again, you know, bringing enterprise telephony features down to the small, medium business on a pay-per-use, that's the concept.
So obviously, we're not looking at the, you know, the sole business owner with one phone line and internet connection. You're looking for somebody that potentially has like a T1 all the way up, right?
Absolutely. Someone who can take advantage of the features that we offer and really make an impact on their business.
You know, guys, I thought of something that I wanted to touch on because I think this is very important to what Inventus can do for customers in their service footprint. As we all know, that phone companies are dictated by zip code and address validation of where they can sell and support service, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We've got, let's say you're a business in Lakeville, you're going to have, say, Frontier Communications. If you're in Edina, you're going to be in what's called the CenturyLink footprint. If you're – what are some other ones? We've got
– well, a lot of them have been consolidated. I mean, there was CenturyLink. There used to be like Sprint.
The Embark areas.
If
you're in Rogers, yes. Minnesota, you have the old Embark, which is now CenturyLink. One of the really cool things, and I want you to touch on this, Matt, is that you can actually penetrate those areas and sell service to a business that may not even know that they had other choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Through carrier agreements that we have and through porting arrangements that we have, we can typically offer service in 99% of the nation. Now, that all skinnies down to the metro area here, being able to offer service in all of those footprints that we discussed. Another big advantage of hosted VoIP is geography is no longer a part of your telecommunication services. You get to utilize the power of SIP trunking on an enterprise PBX and essentially remove any requirements you would have had for telephone numbers in the past. For example, you can have a single business that has a 612-763-952-651 main line all ringing to the same phone in one office.
One other thing I'm going to bring up, Matt, where that's really powerful. Let's say you spin up a new branch office in, let's just say, Reno, Nevada, and all of a sudden you want those to ring back to Minneapolis. You can spin up a phone number out in Reno, advertise it. It will ring your phones back here in your corporate office in Minneapolis, for example.
Absolutely. And the key there is at the cost of a phone number.
Correct.
Without long distance.
That's the
well,
big key.
I can use an example of a customer where we have five sites that are actually in a sort of a call center environment. We have the hub that's in Rogers. We have a location that's in Savage. We have another location in Long Lake, one in Ham Lake, and in Isanti. And they literally can take a call in any one of the locations. But each one of those locations is all tied together through an Inventus, what I would call MPLS backbone. And to the customer, they could literally, it doesn't matter where they take a phone call. I mean, that's
correct.
And
yeah.
You're able to sell into that.
And we set them up as basically one corporate profile. Doesn't matter what location we're talking about. Doesn't matter where the customer's calling. They have one corporate profile, so to speak.
I think one of the intriguing things that I can say, and if you're an audience or listening in the audience, and you're in Lakeville, Minnesota, and Lakeville has a huge industrial They call it the Air Lake Industrial Area, kind of by the airport there. There's a lot of manufacturing. There's a lot of businesses. A lot of those business owners there do not believe that they have choices for phone service. They think Frontier might be the only phone capability of for their phone and internet service. Inventus is a tremendous option if you're spending over, say, $300 a month in that area. So pick up the telephone. Give us a call. Again, we'd love to quote out your services. We're at 952-513-2149. And again, we'll look at these services with Inventus Telecom. So we've talked about the fiber. Huge, right? Got to love that. We've talked about your Singlink, very unique hosted product. We've talked about your market share. Again, if you're a business owner in the five-state area, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, and some parts of Wisconsin, Inventus might be an attractive offering for you. What else do we want to talk about, guys? I mean, there's got to be – Matt, do you have anything on your mind that you'd like to throw out?
We could talk a little bit about the deployment of Singlink, too. Sometimes putting in a new phone system is quite an overwhelming task. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of things that a business owner has to gather and understand that they don't typically look at on a daily basis. So you can get into a feature overload, so to speak, where you look at three or four vendors and it all becomes a blur and you really don't know what you're looking at anymore. Hosted really, again, it really helps simplify this whole process by just bringing the features that you want and only the features that you want and need for your business. That's all you pay for. Instead of buying a all-inclusive package that has a tons of features that you may not even understand what they are, you really get to choose exactly what you need for your business. And we take a consultative approach and just understand the needs of the business and design a solution that gives them exactly that. And then deployment, it can be over a variety of access methods from dedicated T1 to Ethernet over copper or fiber access like we were talking before. We can absolutely layer our hosted services on top of a fiber connection and you get an outstanding solution for your business. Additionally to that, we provide project management, we provide design engineers, and we provide on-site training. So it's certainly not a dropship type product. We do come out to your business. We do a full design meeting. We work on call flow and provide resources to come on site and set it all up and make sure everything's working before we leave.
Every customer that I've had that I've placed with Inventus has had such a great relationship in the 2 or 3 years that they were under contract with their agreements that generally all of them have re-signed for another term. That they had good customer service. They had a single point of contact here locally in Minnesota. It seems like you guys just really take care of your customers better than some of these other providers where it's a 1-800 number and they're talking to somebody in a call center.
Absolutely. Churn is a huge concern. I mean, you can continue to grow, but if you don't maintain your customer base, you're not really growing. And our existing customer base is very important. And, I specifically have an employee who works solely on keeping our existing customers happy, on renewing services, adding services, and make sure that they're taken care of throughout their contract term, not the initial sale only.
Absolutely. Well, guys, I appreciate, Matt, you coming in. I think we had a fantastic opportunity here for our customers that this new fiber product. If you're in the business, give us a call, 952-513-2149. Matt, thank you for coming on. Adam and Paul. Thank you for the update with the crypto locker and some of these other things. I think we had a good show.
Yeah, thank you.
Go Gophers. Go Gophers, and let's go beat those Badgers next week.
Yes.
Excellent.
Sounds good. Thanks, Charlie.
Tune in next Sunday. Thank you.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as
$99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-236-7081. That's 1-800-236-7081. 1-800-236-7081.
From the Renters Warehouse Studios, this is AM 1280, The Patriot, WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.